Hello, welcome to Dailyish for March 13th, 2018. It's currently 24 degrees Celsius. Feels like 24 degrees for once. And this episode is not a weather podcast, but this is brought to you by and initially exclusively for Patreon supporters of mine. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check that out and how you can, I guess, posthumously, much later than when everybody else is hearing this, you can hear this as well. You'll be here. So the way I've figured out that I'm going to do this is I'll post episodes to Patreon. They'll also be set up, ready to be published in the feed on Good Stuff. And when we're back, I'll just hit publish, I guess, en masse, maybe. I don't know. That might be a lot to drop on people, but we'll see what we do. So I'm trying out my mobile recording setup, which worked fine at home. Now, where we are in this condo here is a lot of cement, tile, and potentially reverb-y kind of room. And so we'll see how well this ATR 2100 microphone holds up. But so far, so good. The trip down was uneventful, which is nice when traveling with kids. And the WestJet is who we fly with. And you have to have an app now, of course, on devices in order to watch or play anything on the plane. And so managed to cobble together various devices and laptops and stuff in order to be able to play and watch movies and keep the kids entertained for the duration of the flight anyways. And now it's just under a week since we've been here, and everybody's adjusting to life in warm weather. It surprisingly doesn't take that long to go this way. I think going the other way is the worst one when you're going from hot to cold. But and actually, as I'm recording this, I think, I don't know if he still is, but Kyle Roderick, the co-founder or partner in crime anyways, whatever, here at Good Stuff, was flying from his sunny climates in California all the way up to Alaska. And so he was going cold, I was going hot, and I guess basically we figured out that geographically speaking, neither of us can ever be in the same temperature climate at the same time, because otherwise that'll cause some sort of major issues, I think, in the space-time continuum and weather continuum. If you're the Patreon iOS or Android app, whatever one you happen to be on, seems to be a bit flaky in terms of posting stories to the lens thing there. It takes days and then doesn't seem to post sometimes, and other times it seems to post really quickly. So if you are checking that, I'm trying to post stuff onto there. It may also be really flaky Wi-Fi. It's about half a megabyte per second upload, and anywhere from nothing to 10 downloads, speed megabytes per second. And thanks to Google for hotspotting. They have a hotspot at the mall near, well, it's not nearby here. It's about a 40-minute drive from where I am, but yesterday I was in need of internet speed and bandwidth in order to get some work done, and managed to find the mall and drive to the mall and find it, and also, which if you've ever driven in Mexico or, potentially, I guess, many Latin American countries, the rules of the road tend to be a little more, it actually makes a lot of common sense. It's just like if you can fit a car or a bike somewhere, then why not just throw an extra car or bike in a traffic lane? And when you're turning left, just feel free to throw your vehicle in front of mine if you can make it work when you're turning left across in front of me or whatever, just because we're all trying to get to the same place. So let's all work together sort of to get there. It's kind of like a bit of the opposite of the sort of machismo culture that you sort of associate generally or stereotypically with Mexico. And in terms of the driving, there's a lot of like, just let me go. It's okay. We're not all in a race. We're just trying to get there. And the rules are kind of like vague guidances for vehicles and drivers. And so it works out most of the time, but then the odd time it works out really poorly, obviously. And we actually drove past a really bad accident the other day on our way home. And then that's when obviously it all kind of breaks down. It's really sad to see how few people wear seatbelts, how few kids are, you know, or how many kids are carried on the back of bikes and back of trucks and that kind of stuff. And just like dangerous circumstances, obviously. But I digress. I was talking about going to find Wi-Fi rather than kids flying off of vehicles. The mall has a Google hotspot of some sort where basically I'm sure I signed away my life to be scanned because it was all in Spanish and I couldn't quite track it quickly enough. But signed away my, at least down here in my life, to be completely scanned and data mined by Google in order to get as much as 30 megabytes per second down and 35 upload, apparently. So all was well in the end, and podcast files were exchanged, and people were happy, hopefully. When you travel for a month with kids, obviously there's the need to do a bit of schoolwork while we're away. And it's not a ton with our kids being the ages they are, grade 5 and under. And so their teachers have been really supportive of doing this and stuff. But, you know, we're trying to do like an hour-ish a day during the week to just of basic kind of schoolwork, math and things like that, and keeping them reading and all that kind of stuff. Because obviously the temptation would be just to sit by the pool, let them swim all day, which they've been doing. And that has been a lot of fun. But now we're kind of like, again, like I said, a week in, trying to crank it back to a bit of normalcy in some senses. But as you've been, if you've been following me on Instagram, which is locked down, but you can send a request if I recognize your username and know you're not someone who's going to be trying to break into my house and steal things while our friends are there. I'll approve your request or whatever, but it's a lot of beach, a lot of sunsets, and a lot of ocean. And when you first get here, kind of like the first few days are filled with just like, it's so nice to be in somewhere warm. And it's so much easier to be a good photographer when everything is so well lit by a bright sun all the time. And everything looks kind of amazing that way. So again, like I said, I've been posting lots of stuff to Instagram, not much Twitter. If you've got questions about what's going on, anything about Mexico, anything like that, feel free to send me an email, chris@goodstuff.fm. Ask it on Patreon if you're listening. Obviously, the folks on Patreon will only be listening here for while we're away, and then everyone else after the fact. So you can feel free, once you hear this, if you're on the regular listening feed on Good Stuff, you can definitely post a tweet at me or whatever. But if you're listening on Patreon for now, feel free to just ask a message on Patreon. Happy to answer it there and or on a future episode of the podcast. It's just fun. It's interesting to try and maintain a bit of work rhythm while everybody around you is literally trying to like forget about work. My dad is here and he's working too remotely or whatever a bit, but he's also golfing a lot. And so it's hard to like be the one who's like, even my kids are like, as much as we prepare them for the idea that, you know, 4 to 5 hours a day kind of thing, dad's going to be working. Every time I have to say, no, I can't go on the walk right now to the place with the big water slides. I'm going to stay here and do a bit of work. And obviously recording a podcast is not like generating money work per se, but trying to quickly knock an episode out and keep up a somewhat consistent work publishing schedule. And thankful for clients who are understanding and work with me in that regard, as well as the Patreon folks who are supporting me on this little adventure. So I think that's it for now. Well, hopefully the Ferret audio podcasting machine here on my iPad worked, and I'll get it published. Thank you for listening. Like I said, feel free to ask any questions about Mexico, me, iPads, tacos, and or Rita and Diego. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.